Tasneem Adam joins us from the Voice of the Cape for the weekly Cape Report. Tasneem, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Mufti, and your listener this morning.
There has been community anger that has been expressed after the murder of two girls. Tell us more about this story.
Yeah, these have been two widely reported murders in Cape Town over the last month. One of a 13-year-old girl, her name was Renee Roman. She comes from Lavender Hill. Just to warn sensitive viewers that, you know, some of the information that I'm going to be speaking about is quite gruesome. The other was that of an 11-year-old girl named Stasha Orenser. She was from Tafelsig in Mitchells Plain. Both of them were found half naked. The one axed to death and found at the back of a house in Lavender Hill. The other found on a soccer field last week in Mitchells Plain, and it's believed that she was raped, the 11-year-old as well. Yesterday, a 50-year-old man named Andrew Plykes appeared in the Wynberg court on a charge of murder in connection with the murder of Renee, the first girl that I referred to, and that bail hearing was postponed until next month. But we saw that scores of residents from Lavender Hill protested outside the court calling for the suspect to be denied bail, and there was an overwhelming sense of anger from community members. They hurled slurs at the suspect in court. I mean, there was a lot of profanity inside court. Basically, I mean, Lavender Hill residents are saying they are sick, they are fed up with the high levels of crime against women and children in their community. Of course, these are not these cases are not new. In both cases, we saw communities, or rather residents, actually going to the homes of these suspects when they were arrested. I know in Lavender Hill, and our reporters were there at the time, there were scenes of violence. Residents had set rubber tires alight, and they were throwing stones at the house in the police vehicle when the suspect was arrested 2 weeks ago. Police, I know, confirmed that there'd been a crowd of about 1,000 residents who actually attempted to attack the suspects at the time, and of course some police vehicles were damaged in the process as well. Now, the same thing happened in Mitchells Plain last week. I know the cops were called out to guard the house of the suspect because an angry mob was trying to burn his structure down. So two people were arrested for public violence last week in Mitchells Plain. On Monday, outside court, again, we saw outraged community members shouting that there should be no bail granted to the suspect, and they are warning that they are going to carry out their own brand of justice. So it's an immense challenge for, you know, community policing forums and neighborhood watch members in trying hard to convince residents not to resort to lawlessness and violence while also allowing them to sort of express their anger on these issues. I think for me, the one positive outcome this week is that the Steenberg Community Policing Forum, that's located in Lavender Hill, they are launching a community missing persons search group that will work alongside professional bodies, including SAPS, to help solve cases of missing persons on the Cape Flats, because almost on a daily basis we hear of young children being reported missing. So they've named it the Renee Roman Child Protection Search and Rescue Group. It was launched on Monday night in Lavender Hill, and obviously it was named after the 13-year-old Lavender Hill girl that was killed. And they're saying, look, they're going to be activated within the golden hour to search for missing persons, because a lot of the times you find that, you know, once a child goes missing, they go to the police station, the police will say no, you know, the child needs to have been missing for 24 hours. So they're saying that golden hour is that first 2 or 3 hours after the child's disappearance. And they're saying they're not going to be restricted just to working in missing persons cases, but also to help implement preventative strategies aimed at creating a safe environment for all children in the Cape Flats community. So I think at least that was encouraging to see, also people saying there needs to be a sense of ownership in the community of all children, and, you know, a resident should not have an apathetic sort of attitude with regards to residents in the area.
Yes, we certainly hope that the steps taken will prevent similar situations from unfolding in the future. Tell us about Dr. Ibrahim Akuji's death and contributions, his personal contributions to Palestine, the type of personality that he has been in. We were speaking to the president of the Muslim Judicial Council, Sheikh Irfan Abrams, at the Ahmed Kathrada Memorial, and he also made references to the life of Dr. Ibrahim Akuji.
Yes, absolutely. We've definitely lost an icon of the Palestinian solidarity movement here in the Cape. I know Molina Ihsan Hendriksi, our Al-Quds Foundation director, was speaking very fondly of Dr. Ibrahim Akuji. They had a very close relationship. In Cape Town, he was very well known as being a medical doctor. Many Muslim residents here in Cape Town had frequented his surgery and were clients of his. But I think where he's really made a name for himself was in the Palestinian movement here in the Cape, because while he'd been a brilliant doctor, he was also a very passionate advocate for the Palestinian struggle. Like Molina Ihsan was saying the other day, for him, his death was a lot more painful because he had been together with Dr. Ibrahim at a dinner with the Turkish and Palestinian delegation in Sarajevo State last week. What was emotional was that they were actually discussing the conditions prevailing Masjid al-Aqsa and also speaking about Sheikh Ra'id Salah's visit to South Africa and the sort of leadership he's displayed on the Palestinian issue. From what I gather, 5 minutes later, he had left the dinner table to make a telephone call. He was actually looking for assistance to help a Palestinian student living in Cape Town. Shortly after that call, Dr. Akuji collapsed and, he had to be rushed to hospital. Shortly afterwards, then he passed away. And ironically, Molina was saying that Dr. Akuji was also the medical doctor of Ahmed Kathrada. I don't know how many people knew that. So, it's very ironic that he passed away just a few hours before Ahmed Kathrada would see his demise as well. So part of the conversation that night was Dr. Akuji's concern around the health conditions of Ahmed Kathrada. In terms of his contribution to Palestine, Molina was saying that Dr. Akuji was very instrumental in terms of organizing the logistics for the pro-Palestinian demonstrations that we've had here in the Cape, including the historic 2014 protest for Gaza. Dr. Akuji would always do the applications to the city of Cape Town and other authorities for permission for the marches. He was the one who would painstakingly prepare the slogans for the marches. He'd sit in the garage of Haji Yunus from the Al-Quds Foundation. He'd write out the slogans. He was the one always on the track of the marches, and he would assist anyone who required, medical attention at the protest. So, they've had a very close relationship because of their travels to Palestine, their meetings with Sheikh Ra'id Salah. They'd also traveled to the Palestinian refugee camps in Sabra and Shatila. Dr. Akuji was also very instrumental in facilitating the transfer of many humanitarian relief missions and the exchange of various dignitaries between Palestine and the rest of the world as well, particularly here in South Africa. So a lot of praise coming in for him. Dr. Anwar Nagia, also a well-known pro-Palestinian activist in Cape Town, described him as an intellectual giant. He said Dr. Akuji basically linked the Palestinian issue to that of human rights and the dignity of the Palestinians. The Islamic Medical Association also personified him as a doctor, a very good Muslim doctor with compassion and dedication to the well-being of countless families for almost four decades here in Cape Town. So certainly South Africa has lost a remarkable man and an advocate for the Palestinian people until his last breath.
Yes, really amazing the relationship between himself, as you indicate, and the links to Palestine, and also the contributions that he's made. We appreciate you sharing the information with us. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for this morning. Jazakumullah khair, Tasneem.
Shukran, Mufti. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.